Okay, good morning. Continuing on. Today is Beis Kislev, November 20th. Shoftim Perek Vav, Pasig Lamed Aleph. Okay, so after the Maase, after the story of Gideon destroying the Mizbeach HaBaal, bringing the carbon to Hashem, he gathers the troops, and four Shvatim come along with him, his own Sheva Menashe, plus Asher, Zevulun, and Naphtali. They all come with Gideon. And Lamed Vav. Perek Vav, Pasig Lamed Vav, Vayomer Gideon. Vayomer Gideon El Ho Elohim im Yeshcha Moshia Biyadi Es Yisrael Kasher Dibarta. And Gideon said to Hashem, if there will be salvation in my hand, or I should say, if there will be a salvation in my hand, a salvation of Klal Yisrael in my hand, Kasher Dibarta, as you spoke. And then Gideon is going to go on to ask for this test of the Giza Satsemer, that the Giza should be wet and everything else should be dry with tal, and everything else should be dry, everything else should be wet with tal, and the Giza should be dry. A test going both ways. That's what Gideon is going to ask for right now. So, what are the questions here? Questions on Pasuk Lamed Vav, questions overall. What are the questions?
Right to test,
Okay, so that's the big question. Someone mind getting some chumashim? Anyone mind? Thank you, Chaim. Some chumashim? Yeah.
Just to reiterate, who's he really talking to?
Can I interpret?
Well, it says he's talking to Hashem, right?
Right.
Directly.
Right, we've discussed this before. Is it the Malach? Is it someone else?
Well, that was when someone was talking to him, right? When someone was talking to him, it was always a question, was it a Malach? Was it Hashem? Was it a direct Nevuah? But now it seems clear that he's talking to Hashem. You're saying, is he talking to Hashem through a Malach?
Is he talking to Hashem through a Malach? Turning Shemaima and Shkarech. Saying, actually addressing his comments to a figure, Malach.
Yeah, okay, it's a good question. Pashas, he's talking to Hashem at this point. That's the simple understanding. I didn't see anyone yet at this point say otherwise, that he's talking through someone else. It seems that he's talking to Hashem. maybe it's not a full-blown Nevuah. Maybe it's just like sort of some type of a tefillah or something, right? We also speak to Hashem three times a day, right? At least three times a day. Right. Is this necessarily Alpi Nevuah? I don't know. It's a good question. Okay. What else?
So is he doubting his mission? Or he needs confirmation?
So why exactly? I mean, that is the question. Yeshua asked, well, what is he testing Hashem over here? You're allowed to test Hashem. You're wondering why exactly he's doing this. Is this to test Hashem? Is he doing something else over here? What exactly is Gideon trying to accomplish here? What's his question? What's his doubt that he needs to do this? Okay, good.
From nowhere. I mean, he wasn't a Talmud Chacham.
Right.
Very hush of an individual and what have you.
Correct.
So who is he to be chosen for this fantastic mission?
Okay.
Is it really him who's supposed to lead Klal Yisrael to victory?
So he's still questioning whether he should be the leader. He's not clear on himself whether he should be the leader.
Maybe he's okay in his own life, but he needs more proof to show beyond.
Okay. So you're saying you're offering answers now. I'm trying to get the questions, but you're saying maybe this is not. He's not asking for himself. He's asking for the Am that he believes, but he wants the Am, the Bnei Yisrael, to believe in him. Okay, could be.
Kind of like Moshe did. Mm-hmm. When he said,
how I know they're going to believe in me? How are they going to believe in me? Yeah. Okay.
That, he wanted proof.
Are you giving answers now?
No, I'm just following what he said. He said that he wanted proof.
Yeah.
He clouded it.
Okay, okay, get that, okay, that could be a terrace. So let's.
What has really been shown until now? Like,
okay.
What signs have really been shown?
Okay, well, I mean, there have been signs. I mean, to him, there's definitely been a major sign. The Malach. Well, no. But before that, the Malach came to him.
Right.
And the Malach, we saw the Esh come down to engulf his karban. And I don't think you missed. That was back in Yudalid. This is before your last trip. Yeah, when he first appeared to the Malach, and he brought out the food to the Malach, and he told him to put it on the rock, and the fire came down to consume it, and then the Malach disappeared. And at that point, he knew clearly that it was a Malach. So that was that. Plus, he destroyed the Mizbeach Habal. Nothing happened to him. That was apparently a nevuah. A lot already happened. There was a lot already happened. Okay, but any other questions in the pasuk? Any other clashes on the pasuk? The way to read the pasuk is clear to everyone. Okay, so first of all, why is it Elokim? Vayomer Gidon Elo Elokim. What does Elokim represent? As opposed to Yud Kei Vav Kei. What's the difference between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim?
Din.
Midas Adin. So why would he be invoking Shem Elokim over here? Why is Gidon asking B'Shem Elokim? I'm sorry?
He wants to understand if he's Zeichem, that's Mitzad Adin, he'll be Zeichem to do this.
Okay.
If he deserves to do it.
If he deserves to do it. Okay, and you're saying that to me? This is, okay, I hear. Okay. Im Yeshcha Moshia B'Yadi. As Yisrael, what's the B-Yadi? Why is the stress on the B-Yadi? Okay, so this is pointing to what you want to say, that he's asking about himself, not whether he's Roy. Okay, but that question is, why is that B-Yadi? Also, Im Yeshcha Moshiach B-Yadi as B'nai Yisrael, shouldn't it be as B'nai Yisrael? Why is it as Yisrael? Why is it as Yisrael and not as B'nai Yisrael? Kasher dibarta.
Maybe it goes back to when we said in Israel, sometimes it means hakol, sometimes it means some.
Okay.
Which one was which? I guess I don't remember at the moment, but also kasher dibarta, he's already acknowledging that Hashem
spoke to him.
That Hashem said this to him.
Right. So how could you question it afterwards?
Which goes back to my point that maybe he's okay with it personally, but he wants more proof.
Like,
there's a pasuk in the
Bar,
it's not that says you
should not test the Shabbat. Ah, excellent. That's all we have, the Chumash. Okay, so let's turn to that pasuk. Where is it, Eliezer?
Page 974.
Tez Zion.
No,
it's Tez Zion. Okay, 974, Pasuk Tez Zion, Pasuk 16. Lo Sinasu es Hashem Elokeichem Kasher Nesisem Bamasa. You should not test, read you the English here, you shall not test Hashem your God as you tested him in Masa. Okay, so what exactly does this pasuk, is this pasuk coming to teach us? You should not test Hashem. What does that mean?
You can't test Hashem's power. His ability.
But he wasn't testing Hashem.
You shouldn't test Hashem's power. You shouldn't test Hashem's ability.
Right.
Okay.
The question was the water.
Okay.
Does Hashem have the ability to provide us with water?
Okay. So that's definitely a way to learn the pasuk. There's actually at least three pshatim in the pasuk, so let's be lamdanim. Okay, so first of all, we've seen this Rambam before. Rambam says this in Sefer HaMitzvos, and he also says it in Yesodei HaTorah. I'm using the Nachla Shimon over here to help us. This is just remember his name again, Rav Shimon Krasner, Shimon Krasner, who's a Talmud of Ner Yisro, and he has these Svarim Nachla Shimon on Navi. We've quoted him many times before. People say that the most famous Navi Shir is Rabbi Reisman in Brooklyn. So they say that Rabbi Reisman Shir is based on this Sefer. Based on the Sefer Nachla Shimon, that he really goes into the halacha that comes out of the Navi, that's really what he stresses in his shir, and that's really what this Sefer is doing, Nachla Shimon. So he brings us the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Yud, Halacha Hey. Navi Shenode Nevuaso Ve'eminu B'dvarav Pam Acher Pam. A Navi that we already see that he can be relied on and he can be trusted. He's going in the ways of Nevuah. Once he has established himself as a Navi, you cannot question him after that. You should not test him too much. And he shouldn't be in a state of continually having to be tested. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk we just read, Lo sinasu es Hashem Elokeichim kasher nesisim b'masa. She'amru hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayin. Klal Yisrael said, is Hashem with us or not? Ela me'acha shenoda shezeh navi ya'aminu v'yeidu ki Hashem b'kirbam. Once he's established as a Navi, we need to believe that Hashem is with him. V'lo yachshavu acharav ki'inyin shenemar v'yeidu ki navi hashaya b'soichem. Upirsha lechem Mishnah, devukim oso, the boatkin oso pa'amim harbe achis ames, avalo yosemidai, tika isura de lo sinasu. So the Rambam is learning there's an isur lo sinasu. What this pasuk is telling us is not to test the Navi too much. Okay, exactly what the gedarim of that are, you have to know what's considered too much, because there is some vetting process that the Navi needs to go through to make sure that he is really a Navi. But once he has established that, whenever that point is, so the Isser of Lo Sinasu is coming to tell you, don't test him too much. V'nira Pashit, the Aflam Bavur B'Rambam, so it seems that even according to the Rambam, the Isser Shelo Lenasus Es HaNavi, that the Isser coming out of this Pasuk is not to test the Navi, Mikal Makam Hu Adin V'Kol Shekein Dasu Lenasu Hashem Yisbarach. The Rambam would say, certainly you can't test Hashem. Ukahi de Gidon shehu atzmo haya hamikabel hanavur me Hashem yizvach sheyatzel es Yisrael v'hu havi hanavi devada here asilo lenasuz Hashem yizbarach v'chein mevur b'Ramban. The Ramban also learns like that we learn from the pasuk not to test Hashem, that you cannot test Hashem, question Hashem's ability to do something. Ulam. There's another pshat in the pasuk. Ulam asmag, the smag in lo sasei dalid pirish kavonas akrab b'yin acher. V'zeh lashon ukosav in parshas beschanon. This is the words of the smag. It says in parshas beschanon, lo sinasu es Hashem Elokeichem. Pirish shelo yomru adam es a mitzvah zu. I'm going to do a mitzvah. Ve'era im es barach. And let me see if good comes out of it. Ubetainis. Maksha Alea Midiksiv Aser Ta Aser Upirish Rabbi Yoichanan Aser Bishvil Shittis Asher. You should give Meiser. Why should you give Meiser, Herzl? What's the reason? Okay. And what good comes out of giving Meiser?
It's Asher.
You become rich. If you give Meiser, you become rich. V'tirit Sham Ay, so it's saying you shouldn't do a mitzvah. That's how the smag is understanding the pasuk. You shouldn't do a mitzvah. What does it mean, lo sinasu? Don't do a mitzvah and say, oh, let's see, Hashem. Let's see what we're going to get out of this mitzvah. You gave us mitzvahs. It's to give us good, right? Let's see where the good is. That's the test that the pasuk is talking about. Not testing whether Hashem is able to or not, but testing whether Hashem is going to do this. That you're not allowed to do, except for, the Gemara says, except for Meiser. V'tir Shem Chutz Mizu Shenem V'yus Kol HaMeiser El Beis Ha'otsu B'chanani Na B'zos Amar Hashem Im Lo Eftach Lachem Aru Beis HaShemayim V'arikoisi Lachem Bracha Ad B'lidai B'chanani Na B'zos. Hashem says, test me. Hashem says, when it comes to Meiser, test me. I want you to test me. See, if when you give Meiser, it's not true that you'll become rich, that you'll get back from what you give. So that is a, let's say, second way to learn the pasuk. There's a second way to learn the pasuk, that the pasuk is not saying, not talking about testing whether Hashem is able to do things, rather testing in mitzvahs, is bracha going to come out? And the pasuk is saying you can't do that. The only time you could do that is with meiser, and that's it. There's a third pshat. The third pshat, v'yesh drasha acheres b'kra delo sinasu, and this is from the Yerushalmi in Yuma. Erev Yom Kippur im chasheicha, they wouldn't let him eat too much. They wouldn't let who eat too much? The Kohen Gadol. They wouldn't let the Kohen Gadol eat too much. Why? The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sleep on Yom Kippur. He has to be up the entire night. If you eat too much, we know how it is on Friday night. Very difficult to stay up past the meal. Tani lo hayu meinichin also also another thing, they wouldn't let him eat things that may bring to a seminal emission. Certain foods that would bring to a seminal emission, they would not let him eat either. The Gemara asks over there, but what do you mean? One of the nisim in the Beis Hamikdash, so many nisim happened in the Beis Hamikdash, one of them was that a Kohen Gadol would never see Kari, that a Kohen Gadol would not have a seminal emission. So if there's a nais that it's not going to happen to the Kohen Gadol, so why are you stopping the Kohen Gadol from eating such foods if it's not going to happen anyway? What's the teretz?
Can't pass that out of the nest.
What?
It's
not Avin, because of this pasuk, that's how the Yerushalmi is learning this pasuk. It says lo sinasu, you can't test Hashem. That will be a test to say, ah, oh, this is one of the nisim, so let's see, eat these foods, and we'll see if it's true that he's not going to have a sinful mission. That's what the Yerushalmi is learning from the pasuk of lo sinasu.
But is there a haftacha that it won't have? Why is it a test?
There's no haftacha. Asar nisim, you're saying. Where does that come from? You're asking, where does it come from? Where does it come from that there are asar nisim? Where does it come from? Okay, it's a good shayla. I hear what you're asking. I hear. It's a good shayla. Is that a haftacha that these nisim are going to happen, or is that just that was the way it was? That was the way it was. We see that Hashem does these nisim, so we're testing Hashem to see whether this nes is going to hold up to a test. And on that, the Yerushalmi is learning. No, you can't do that. You can't hold up Hashem to a test. Meaning, you see an hanhaga of Hashem that there's maybe it's not a chiyah, but you see a certain hanhaga of Hashem, right, that Hashem is doing these nisim in the Beis Hamikdash. Let's see if he can really stand up to the test. Let's see if Hashem's hanhaga.
Tzad b'nei Adam.
Right.
It's in midos. You're testing Hashem, even though there's no isser there.
Correct.
But you're just basically you're saying, let me see how far I can push this. So that's your midos. So in you're not violating any iser per se. There isn't any. There's no haftacha. But in midos, it's the same thing.
But you know, the lo sinasu means you're having some doubt. There's some doubt that you're having about Hashem's ability or his willingness to deliver. And the pasuk is sum up to the next one. Shema tishmur, it's about Hashem alakefam v'nidotah ukav asher tzivah, meaning like, don't doubt what's in the Torah, don't doubt what I'm giving you, which is fine, but how do you, I mean, it's just natural that even, you know, if on Shem enough, you can have some doubts about certain things, they have to work through it, so on and so forth.
True, and there's a way to work through it, and a way not to work through it. The pasuk is telling you, depending.
It's different than testing on those doubts.
Exactly. And that again, so we have different ways to understand this pasuk. Certainly, though, the way the Rambam and the Ramban seem to learn the pasuk is telling us, do not test Hashem. You cannot test Hashem, and if you cannot test Hashem, so all the mafarshim are bothered over here, everyone's bothered. Some of the answers already said over here, which would answer the question, but all the mafarshim are bothered. That's the big question on this pasuk is, what's Gidon doing over here? Seems like Gidon is testing Hashem. So what's going on? So we have to obviously have some type of pshat based on this iser of lo sinasu. So try to go in somewhat chronological order. I'm going to bring the Malbim first, even though the Malbim is much later than some of the other Mefarshim that we're going to bring, but the Malbim brings Rav Sadja Gaon, which is the earlier source that I know of who addresses this, and he says like this, the Malbim, Bikesh es ha'os, leman das im yesh biyecholos Elokim lohoshia. Okay, this is not a test to see whether Hashem is able to save Klal Yisrael. That's not what's Gidon's question. Shenisayin kezeh aser, shemora miyut emuna. That would be a chisaron in emuna. He doesn't say so strong that it would be actually a lav to do such a thing, but he says a miyut be emuna. Ukemash shekaser Rav Sadja rak basher ra'a. Ki ador ahu bilti ra'oi l'teshua. Gidon's worried, are they really deserving of this? Do they really deserve? Here you have, he just got out alive from destroying the Baal, where his own family wanted to kill him, and he's wondering now after this episode, are they ra'oi? Are they ra'oi for this issue? Yes, Eliezer. Oh, okay, we'll see other. Good. There's other answers. Good. Okay. Shagam shebnei iro avzu es habal adayin hayu yoser ashvat mishtachav imelav kamo shayu ba'koyrin al birchayim. We see that even though his shevet stopped, his family stopped, and that's Malbim L'shitaso. Remember, according to the Malbim L'shitaso, so Yoash gave them a speech in the Pasuk. The speech, according to the Malbim, was that you see there's absolutely nothing to this Baal. If there was something to this Baal, he would not have allowed Gidon to get away with this. And the fact that Gidon did not get away with this is proof that the Baal is nothing, and they accepted it. They didn't. We don't see they argued. They accepted it. They believed in him. So you see, his shevet believed in him. However, other shvatim didn't. Umitzad ze bikesh os im yaspik zechuso hakatan leteshua zu. If this small schus that they have, what's the small schus? That just his family or his shevet stopped worshiping the Baal. Is that enough? When most of Klal Yisrael, the Chora, is still worshiping the Baal. Okay, so that's how the Malbim understands. That's the Malbim. Okay, let me just read it from the Divrei Tova, because Divrei Tova brings a bunch of the other Mefarshim. So first of all, the Alshich, okay? The Alshich says, very interesting. The Alshich says, why now is Gidon coming to question whether Hashem is going to Moshiach? Why is he coming to question? So the Alshich says, Yitachin, Shechoshash or Shechash hu ata Shekarohu Yerubal. Gidon is worried. Why? Because they just gave him this name Yerubal. She'al Hashem Baal Niskaralov. They're referring to him with the name Baal. Ulai Hifsid Velo Yoshia Yisrael al Yado. Al-Kain Shalom Os Meis Hashem. He's saying maybe because they're calling him Baal now, they're putting his name, Baal, into his name, Yiru Baal, they're calling him Yiru Baal, so he's worried that took away his chus, which is very interesting because according to most, and according we said maybe even according to everyone, eventually the word, the name Yiru Baal is the Shvach. Even if you say originally the intent was the Ganai, it seems everyone would learn in the end it was the Shvach. But I guess what the Al-Sheikh understands is that Gidon's worried, okay, even if it's a Shvach, but to put Baal into my name, that he did not like, and he was afraid, he was worried about it.
This all happens sequentially after Ruach Hashem Lavsha, and then he made this Zaka, and he collected everybody. Now all of a sudden he's asking the question.
Oh, so good. So that's exactly the way the Meir and Nayim asked the question. Sheyesh l'dmoa shegidon ba l'nasu Hashem achrei shekar hizmin eilav arba shvatim. Be'eze ponim ha'yer shochem chazarim lo ha'yer Hashem nanelo. Ein zos elo shes asef elov kol kalazeh shayrubo kekulo ov de habal va'az raf ruach Hashem migidon v'nafal alav pachad v'nasan only saim panav kulei garam hachet bein tayim la'akev atshua. The chain who the mom, he says that the mom says, okay, the mom doesn't exactly say that, but he's worried, okay, I guess the mom does say that, but he doesn't explain it exactly like this, that maybe there's a chet that happened now, meaning I know Hashem was with me until now, but maybe now that the Abba wanted to kill me, they all wanted to kill me, and there's still those in Kaisa, like the Malbim said, that are worshiping Baal. Are we still right? Yaakov Avinu also was worried. Shema Yigra Machet. He was nervous, even though he had Avtacha from Hashem. Shema Yigra Machet. We know a chet can change things, so that's what Gideon's worried about. Where there's still all these over there, Baal, who says I'm still going to be okay. Abar Benel Kasav Shegidon Shal Os. Liros es ratzon hakel yizbaruch Hoshia es Yisrael biyado, that it was about whether he is right. Okay, so one teretz is according to the Alshich, to the Malbim, and the Sajigon, and also the Meirinayim, it's all maybe there was a chet, and maybe because of the chet things changed. That's one pshat. Now a second pshat. The Bar Benel says that his question is whether I'm right. Lo lenasos yicholus Hashem. Bar Benel also says, like the words of the Sadigon, he's not testing whether Hashem has the ability to save Klai. So chas v'shalom. Elo das ratzono. He wants to know what is Hashem's ratzon over here. V'haya ze inyan ha'os masha amar gidon le'el in pasuk yudzayin im namatzasi chen be'inechov hasisa li'os sha'ata medaber imi. We spoke about this back there when he asked also the Malach for an oath. You want an oath then? Shekavanaso bezeh shebe'es atzarech yasa lo os al masha yamidaber imo sheyoshias Yisrael. Ki aneis she'asa sham ha'malach lo haya la'ameis ha'teshua ki im la'ameis ha'yos ha'malach. There, Gidon wanted to know whether he's really a malach. Ulechen shol kan Gidon os sheyeda sheratzon hakel lo shias Yisrael. He wants to have an oath that it's the Ratzon Hashem, not whether Hashem's able to, but is it the Ratzon Hashem to save Klal Yisrael through me? And this is what Shimon was saying. That another pshat is that he wasn't asking the oath for himself. He's not concerned himself whether Hashem's going to save him. And now it makes more sense that now after you gathered everyone, what are you going to do, guys? To say, guys, go home? Like, if the oath doesn't work, what's going to happen? Oh, sorry, guys, just joking. We're not fighting Midian. Pack your bags, go back. Can't be, right? So what is it? Now that everyone's there and gathered, so he wants to show them. So that they should know that Hashem is with him. And that everything he did is through Hashem. Meaning, according to the Rambam, that this whole Isser is of not testing, is not test a Navi too much. But you could for sure test a Navi in the beginning to know whether he's really a Navi. So Gideon's saying, let's prove he wants to make sure that everyone believes in him, that he's the one.
Why should they?
Who is he?
He's got to be who? Away with something. He's not a Talmud Chacham.
Right.
Why should they follow him?
Right, exactly. Val Kane, Ain La'am Lidog Meredes Acharav B'Milchama V'Chag Kasa B'Sefer Davar Ha'emek Me'anitiv. He says this, the Netziv says this. Right, the Netziv says that what he was asking for an Oso the year was not for himself, but it was to prove to Klal Yisrael. V'od Sho'al, I'm sorry. Va'od shall yedei sheyitein la'am os v'simen shakadosh baruch hu sholcho harehu navi shemechuyavim b'nei Yisrael l'shmoa elav u'kemosh kasa Rambam. He brings the Rambam here that they do have to listen to him. Okay, so that's he's saying another pshat al pi the Netziv that it's not for him, it's for Klal Yisrael. And then he says his own v'nir l'fianai zdaiti she'af shegidon haya betuach shehu yinatzech es midyon Mikol makom dog pen ish echod min hayardim ima lemelchama yamas lemelchama. He's worried though, maybe someone's going to die. even if he saves Klai Yisrael, and Hashem was maftiachim that he's going to say that Klai Yisrael is going to say, that there's going to be a Yeshua. That he has no question. He has a question though: are people going to die? Ulechen Gidon Amar Elhu Elokim Midas Adin El Elokim Shehu Shem Amidas Adin Sherosel Adasim Yeshlo Moshiach Biyadi. And that's why it doesn't say Espenay Yisrael in the pasuk. Es Yisrael. Lo Amar Espenay Yisrael. She came Bazeh Ainly Suffik Shetavo Al Yudei Yeshua La Am Yisrael. I have no suffix that there's going to be Yeshua for Am Yisrael. That's not what I'm asking here for Nos. El Ritzoni Ladas Im Gam Eskol Ish Yisrael Yechidi Hanimsa Lifanai Toshia Olo. I want to know if every single Jew, every single Yid is going to come back. I want to know if anyone's going to die. V'gidon Lomar Midiv Hashem Yisbar Shamalo Le'el B'pasig Yudalit. And why would he even have a chutzpah to even ask such a thing? Seems like maybe too much. Because originally Hashem said Leik b'koychacha zeh v'hoshata es Yisrael. He didn't say Leik b'koychacha zeh v'hoshata es b'nei Yisrael. Originally, the original nevuah that he got from the Malach or whatever it was Yisrael miad midyon. Hinei lo amar lo v'hoshata es b'nei Yisrael. Ela tofas ha-kadosh baruch hu b'lashon yachid loshi es Yisrael. Lirmo shetei yidei Gidon Yeshua gam l'kol ish Yisrael yechidi, every single one. Ulefi shelo ayu l'gidon haftacha berur al zeh, but he wasn't 100% sure about that. Sharei vada yitachin shekavanas chesh bechoy shayidei yadu tavu Yeshua la'am Yisrael. Could be it's not meduyak that he said Yisrael doesn't mean every year. He meant Klal Yisrael. Could be that's what he meant. The Gidon wasn't 100% sure. Therefore, he asked for an oath. Avalonis gavin laftiho shebe emes kol Yisrael yechidi yinatzel al yado. Therefore, he asked for this.
What do you mean? He expected a battle with Midian and the two others.
Without anybody dying.
Yeah.
Yes.
An immaculate battle?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what Gidon is asking for. V'kivan shasa kadosh baruch hu Gidon os al kach shebe'emes hu yizkeh loshia es kol ish Yisrael. And the os is going to be answered. Al kein gam kol ha'am asher hochim l'melchama yardu achrav l'melchamas betach. And now that they have Shusha Avtacha, if that's the pshat that Gidon wants to know, is every single Jew going to be saved? So now they're going to be afraid to go into battle? Now they're going to go into battle with tremendous bitachon. Kilo doagu, miklum. They don't have to worry. So if Tia Hashem Shaf Echod lo yinazim yom chamazu, no one's going to get hurt. Ro lo hosif out. She Gidon lo omer im yeshu Moshiach Yisrael, ala omer im yeshu Moshiach, as Yisrael biyadi. Okay, and there's another pshat. Sheken Gidon Ratzah, someone else said this also. Maybe Eliezer said it, yeah. Sheken Gidon Ratzah Shatshua Tavu Dafka al Yado. He wanted, okay, actually, so some learn that, I don't remember where I saw this. Oh, maybe I saw this in the Das Sofrim. Okay, I think the Das Sofrim says, yeah. So Das Sofrim says that, what's biyadi? Why say Mashiach biyadi? So he was saying that it shouldn't be me, in his anava. But al v'sonuso savar ki yesh livchah ba'achar. Choose someone else. I'm not a talmid chacham. I'm not a big person. Why are you choosing me, Hashem? Choose someone else. Exactly. Right. That's exactly what he says. Right. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Right.
Moshe did it the very, very inception. Here.
Okay. Well, this is pretty much the beginning too. You're saying you already gathered the troops. He already gathered the truth, but still.
He destroyed the Baal.
Right. So that's why the Divrei Tova takes the opposite approach. And the Divrei Tova says no. He's saying Biyadi, Sheken Gidon Ratzah Shatu Atavu Dafka Al Yado. Gidon wants that he should be the Moshiach. Why would he want that? Is that Gaiva? Why would he want that? What do you say?
He would have destroyed the Baal.
Excellent Yitzchak, exactly, right? And he brings from the Chida, Shekach Nemer Lo Le'el, Leik B'Kolchach Zem V'Hoshat Yisrael, Hinei Hu Yoshias Yisrael, and Gidon, that he should be the one. That's what the Chida says, and he adds what Yitzchak says, meaning the Divrei Tova adds, Shegidon Ra, Eik Shekolam Einam Nikiyim Michet Avodas HaBaal. There are still people worshiping Baal, like the Malbim said, okay? There's still plenty of Klai Yisrael worshiping the Baal, and he wants to uproot this Deya in Klal Yisrael. So what better way to do that as that he should be the Mashiach? He destroys the Baal, excuse me, and now he's able to go and miraculously save Klal Yisrael. Miraculously, no one's going to die, right? With tremendous osos and miracles. So that is going to prove to Klal Yisrael that Hashem hu Elokim, and that's what Gideon is all about. He knows the victory is not about the victory. The victory is about bringing Klal Yisrael tshuva. That's the point, to bring them to tshuva. That they should do tshuva, they should start believing in Hashem and stop believing in the Baal. That's the whole point of everything over here, and that's what Gideon wants. He brings another pshat here from the Sefer Sigva Siach ben Avim. Gidon mevak aos mishamayim laharos baofin mukshi lekol hadar shetal umater eno tofas tivius. Okay, there's more getting into exactly what the simon was, but he says that again along these lines that he wants them to see why is it an os that has to do with the tal, with the dew, because he wants the Klal Yisrael to see that even nature is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? This is what causes people to make the mistake that they see different things in nature and they start to give those things power, right? To believe, right? Exactly, to believe in those kochas. So therefore, Gideon wants to show that no, everything is, even the nature is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here. A little more to go.